they want their money back. The dispute is really very narrow now. I think everybody has agreed that Greece cannot ever repay debt equal to 180% of GDP. So they will have, instead of a default, which is a dirty word, there'll be some sort of restructuring down the road. The immediate problem is one that bedevils policymakers on many issues, and that's a question of the distribution of the pain. The IMF is insisting that the Greeks not raise taxes on the rich, as they call them, and not raise employer contributions to pension funds. So they basically want instead to, let's call it, soak the poor. That's a little extreme. But what they want to do is raise regressive sales taxes and not raise contributions to the pension funds, but lower pension payments. So there's a real dispute there over who shall bear the pain.
And this issue of distributing the pain is one that the IMF has encountered time and time again, isn't it, when it comes to, well, trying to engineer recovery in countries that it's lent money to?
Yes, and then that's what's brought such criticism down upon its head for insisting on austerity rather than growth-oriented policies. Professor Stiglitz, among others, has attacked the IMF for that. And the IMF does have a rather poor record of forecasting. It gets its forecasts awfully wrong very often. So it's going on its ideology, and the Greek government is going on its ideology. And when you get ideological disputes, they take on a theological nature. Very, very hard to resolve them except at the last minute.
Do you think the IMF has got a good track record when it comes to getting some sort of recovery for countries which are pretty much on their knees, as Greece obviously is?
Well, certainly in Europe, it can claim that its programs worked in the case of Spain, Portugal, and Ireland. So that's a plus for IMF credibility. But every situation is somewhat different. Look, Greece should never have been allowed into the euro. Everybody knew that. The Greeks knew it. The Europeans knew it. It was purely political. So that you're starting with a country that did not have an economy that could meet any of the standards of Euroland. You take original sin and then you multiply it by letting the Greeks go crazy, borrowing money at cheap rates because they were in Euroland. Now the bills have come due. This was predictable from day one and was predicted by most people. Whether the IMF austerity plan and its insistence on the form of repayment will work in the case of Greece, I don't really know. I rather doubt it. Greece is not Portugal, Spain, or Ireland. And also the political climate in Europe now is much more populist, much more left-wing, much more anti-Brussels than it was when those original programs of austerity were introduced. So there's a different political dynamic